It's time again for another Dangerous Darren show.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
The Frosty Man was frozen from frosty friggin' beverages.
Bacon. Bitburger. Bacon. Baron.
Everybody likes to touch my balls. Everyone touches my balls. I'm sick of people touching my balls.
It rubs the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again.
He rubs the lotion on the sky and allows it to get the hose again.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Oh.
What was the name of the dog that fell into the well?
Precious.
Precious, that's right.
But have you heard Precious? He's got a broken leg. It rubs the lotion on the skin.
Did they classic. Make a sequel to that?
A classic. Well, there was the Red Dragon, and there was Hannibal.
And not an official Silence of the Lambs 2.
Well, and then there was Manhunter, which was the first one.
Oh, God.
So.
That's a movie that shouldn't be fucked with.
They shouldn't remake it.
It's like, it's like fucking with Shawshank Redemption. It's like the story of Andy Dufresne in Mexico.
Well,
I don't want to know. I want to assume that he's living the dream.
Oh, like after like a sequel to Shawshank where he's just like living it up in Mexico.
Well, him like, and fucking Red got together and he was like sanding that boat at the end and he had a little hotel and a little boat and all that money he took.
A little bungalow.
Yeah, little bungalow, little boat, and he was just living the dream in Mexico. And then Red got down there and they were buddies and I want to see what they probably had guests. They went fishing. Swimming, ate awesome food, and just lived their life out as buds.
So it would just be basically a buddy movie.
Yeah. But no, there would have to be some kind of controversy, like the cops found out where he was, and they had to try to get him extradited.
How about one last big score?
Shawshank Redemption.
Redemptions.
Welcome to the Dangerous Darren Show. Hey. I got a fever, T.S. And the only prescription is more Dangerous Darren Show.
I always thought you were going to say a hot beef injection.
But I do need a cowbell. I got to get a cowbell at some point in my life. It is the Dangerous Darren Show. My name is Darren Pfeiffer. How you doing, everybody? I am the drummer for the band Goldfinger, and I have also filled in and done some shows with Sum 41. I play drums in punk rock karaoke, which we have a website up and running right now, T.S. It's called originalpunkrockkaraoke.com. Just got it up and running.
Welcome to the new millennia.
Well, it was shut down forever because their old drummer was like spiteful and shut it down.
Oh, that's terrible.
I had to go through several steps.
Hoops. Hoops were jumped through.
I had to lick some hoops.
Oh, man.
Dangerous Darren Show for May 17th, 2016, show number 32. We got a good one. Scott Russo, our good friend from Unwritten Law, the singer, songwriter, he is on the show talking about the new record they have right now called Acoustic on Cybertrax Records. And we're going to play a song off that record called Nevermind.
Excellent.
Scott's a good acoustic guy.
Yeah, done tours together.
He's a partier, man. He goes.
They go off.
They all do.
It was a good time, I have to say.
Yeah, so we'll have Scott Russo on from Unwritten Law, play some music from their new record. Also, hit us up on Twitter, folks, when you get a minute. DangerousD_show. TS is at Burn H Wood Burn. I'm at Darren99. Also, thanks to our friends at Roland and our friends at Blue Microphones for the use of the mics and the sweet V drums you heard off the top of the show, laying down the fat fucking beat. How was your weekend, T.S.?
It was great. We also have an Instagram.
Oh, well, that's right. What is it?
It's
Dangerous D_show.
Absolutely. That's it.
So hit us up on Instagram as well.
We're going to be posting lots of pictures.
Videos.
Videos. Clips. Dick pics. butt pics. I think actually the dick pics they won't allow, but butt pics, absolutely.
And tit pics.
Yeah.
Our tits.
Tasteful nudes. We'll just tape over my nipples.
We have great tits. Yeah, we had some fun, T.S., over the weekend.
Yes,
we watched some basketball. We had a few drinks. We went to Adobe and did a photo shoot.
That was
at
fun.
At studios, and it was a lot of fun. The pictures are up or at Instagram, at DangerousD_show, or they'll also be up on Twitter as well shortly, at DangerousD_show. It was a lot of fun, and later today, Tuesday, me and you are going to go in, after the show, actually, we're going to get into a car and we're going to drive to the San Diego area and do some skateboarding with the one and only Tony Hawk today.
Yes, I'm ready.
Fucking bananas. I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. What do you suggest I do to calm down? Should we drink?
Yeah, I think so. Let's
hold on. I need to take a breath. I'm still kind of processing this, dude.
I'm a little nervous. I'm excited. I'm a fanboy. Let's settle our nerves. Bitburger. Premium
finest.
Beer. German's number one draft beer.
Bitburger.
Ready?
Oh, Bitburger.
It tastes here
like
we go.
German, tastes like German girls.
Cheers. Oh, that is smooth and delicious, man.
It is smooth and delicious.
That is.
I'm going to wash it down with a bite of my sandwich that I made. This is the first time ever on the Dangerous Darren show that I've consumed food.
Live, eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on wheat bread. You got a lot of jelly on that.
I do.
I like your ratio.
That's my PB to J ratio.
It's an excellent ratio. It looks thick. Yeah, why not? I'll take a bite.
Make it one more. Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
I wasn't going to have one, but now.
It looks good.
I need to participate.
I have to entertain the crowd while TS eats half my sandwich.
Delicious.
That's good?
Yeah.
We'll get back to that sandwich in a second. Yeah.
More on the sandwich later.
Next week, TS, and throughout the week on our Instagram and our Twitter, we're going to be showing videos of the skateboarding with Tony Hawk.
Yes. Yes, it is.
We're going to be taking lots of videos, lots of stills, lots of crying from broken hips.
We'll do a montage of all the slams.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. And there'll be a lot of them.
I watched, to get ready for this, I watched Future Primitive and
Animal Chin
back-to-back this morning.
Was it really?
Yeah. I got up.
Where'd you find them?
YouTube. Everything's on YouTube.
Right. You can find anything on YouTube.
It's got that 80s video quality. It's amazing.
Wow. You want another bite? I know you do.
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Once you get the taste of the PB&J, you want more. Cheers to Tony Hawk for letting us come to his compound. We're going to be on a show, or I'm going to be on a show. Or maybe both of us. We'll both be on the show. You're a celebrity now, TS.
Oh, yeah.
You're kind of mad about town.
Insta-famous.
You've been recognized. So we're doing that today. Weird state fact, TS. A new bit on the show. Weird state fact.
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
In the state of Texas, due to the Texas obscenity law statute of 1973, no one can possess or own more than 6 dildos in the state of Texas. And there was a sting. I looked it up. There was a sting years ago in 2003 or 2, whatever. Two cops posing as a married couple went to a woman's house and she tried to sell them dildos and she was arrested. And it was the judge threw it out of court. He's like, this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. So the Texas cops don't really have much to do. It must have been a small town.
I was Lubbock. Yeah, it was Lubbock, Texas.
It was Lubbock. So they don't really have much to do. So they did an undercover sting where they went to a woman's house. It's not even a sex shop.
Well, I guess someone was complaining that she was like having these like sex parties and they would all share dildos and talk about the different techniques and swinging and toys and this married couple posed. They're like, hey, we're a married couple. Can we come in and talk about dildos? She tried to sell him one of her dildos and that's when the cuffs went on.
They're like, we would like to buy 8 dildos. And
I have 8 dildos. You're under arrest.
So in Texas they have their own DEA, which stands for Dildo Enforcement Agency. And they go around.
Excuse me. I'll be right there. Open up the door. It's a DEA.
The lady's in there flushing her 9 and 10 dildos down the toilet.
See, I only have 6. I'm not breaking the law.
Perfectly legal. 6 dildos.
Why is your toilet backed up, ma'am? I took a big shit. I need to check your toilet, ma'am. Oh, what is this? What are all these dildos being shoved down the toilet here? Oh, man, come on. Ma'am, put your hands behind your back and turn around.
Ridiculous.
So that's what's going on at Texas. What else? We got some celebrity birthdays as well on the 17th day of May, 2016, the year of our Lord. We have Bob Saget is 59. Basketball star Tony Parker is 33. He's a young guy.
He is.
You know who he was married to? He was married to Eva Longoria for a while.
Yeah, she's like an athlete. What would you call what would you call an athlete star fucker?
Probably an athlete star fucker.
Anyway, she's in the major leagues.
Yeah, she's apparently he allegedly cheated on her, and that's why she's called it a day. Why would you cheat on Eva Longoria? I don't get it. You make a lot of money, fly her around, and bang her all you want.
Yeah,
idiot. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe she just sucked in bed. And Sugar Ray Leonard is 59 years old today. In the Mural of Music, Trent Reznor is 50. And Josh Homme is 42 years old. I interviewed Trent Reznor for The Edge. The Edge in Toronto. And something went wrong with the camera. The person who was filming it halfway through the interview said, oh, no, not halfway. At the end of the interview said, oh, we only got half of it because the camera died. And I'm like, why the fuck didn't you tell me? We would put another thing in or whatever. And she's like, I didn't want to, I was nervous.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So I asked
man.
Trent Reznor, Soundwave in Australia, and I asked Trent Reznor, I go, hey, at the airport, I'm like, hey, man, something went wrong with the interview. Do you mind if we do it again? He's like, no. I do mind. Yeah, you can't do it again. And I was like, okay, cool, no worries. But I'm like, fuck.
Man.
So I got half an interview. So I basically spliced it up to make it look
to make it longer.
To make it a little longer.
Why wouldn't you say anything and be like, hold up, guys, my camera's dead.
Hey, Darren, we need to put another battery in, or we need to put another tape in, or whatever the case may be. I'm sure Trent would have been like, okay, cool, it happens all the time.
Yeah, exactly. We could stop, take a minute. Anyway.
It's fucking ridiculous. But I really wanted him to give me another interview. But he said, fuck it, and I can't really blame him because he's Trent Reznor, and his time is valuable. But is it, though? You're at the airport waiting for a flight. You have 2 hours to kill. You can't give me fucking 5 minutes.
He said he wanted
to play fucking, like, I don't know, the game where you drop the blue dots into the red dots and you got to get four together. It's like Connect Four.
Candy Crush?
Yeah. Who's playing that?
I'd rather play Candy Crush than talk to you, Darren.
You got me, Tiaz. I set that one up real good. I did. I teed you up real good there. Let's get to our chat with Scott Russo. He has been singing in the band Unwritten Law for many, many, many years, has released many, many records, and torn around the world with him before, with the band, numerous occasions. We've had a lot of fun. Very talented guy, great singer, good songwriter, and they have a new record out right now on Cybertrax Records, which is El Jefe's record label, by the way.
Really?
From NoFX, yep. Check out their releases. It's pretty badass. It is called Acoustic, and we'll definitely play that song later in the show, but right now, here's my chat with Scott Russo, singer from Unwritten Law on The Dangerous Darren Show. Check it out. On the telephone with my long-lost friend, singer for the Unwritten Law rock and roll band, Scotty Russo. What's up, bud?
Up, man. How you doing?
Doing really good, man. So you guys are on tour pretty much all of 2016. You got some new music coming out. You signed a deal with Cybertrax. That's Hella Hefe's label from NoFX. So tell me, is that all correct? You guys are going to be touring for pretty much all of 2016, right?
Yeah, that's about it. We're on the road right now. We're, I'd say, like, third through the Phoenix Dance Summit Law Tour. Headed through the Panhandle right now, St. Pete's for all night. And, we're out here doing it. The record does come out April 1st on Cybertrax. Really excited about that. It's something that's just a little different, and that's going to be shocking. So, cool.
So tell me how that came about. Like, did you meet with Hefe or his wife Jen, or was there an emails, or you guys have been knowing each other for a long time, or did you reach out to them? How did that relationship start?
We've known, NoFX for a long time. Not on a real close personal level or anything, but, I'll find shows in, the 90s. But we were on Suburban Noise, and the owner of the label wanted to put out a piece of product really quick, and one of the pieces there was Phoenix Star. And he didn't feel right. It didn't feel right. So I parted ways with those guys. I made the record, actually. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want to give it to Suburban Noise because it's the right fit. So I let them go. And I had the record. And, we talked to some people. Inevitably, Hefe had heard about the record. And she contacted us. We had a meeting with them. And then, gave the record. He came back to take a meeting, like, he had all the right things to say, and his record inside out, knew what I was doing, and he got it. And that was, like, the selling point for me and for us. It's like, we wanted the record of this nature, there isn't punk rock. Like, it's not distorted, it's not on it, but it is produced, and it's not like a rock band doing an acoustic record. It's like, there's MIDI, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on it. So I knew that whoever had it had to understand it, and Hefe had all the right things to say. And really, it's been the best label. It's been on the phone, every label. So, like, good people, honest people, most importantly, and they get the record. So we're stoked if you feel that, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Hefe has been doing it a long time. He's like a punk rock legend. He's a guy in a band. He gets it. He's not out to fuck over people like a lot of labels kind of have that vibe. So I think you're in good hands with Cybertrax for sure. So tell me, I mean, you haven't released a record since 2011, Swan. So between then and now, you must have had collected quite a collection of songs between now and then. What was it like as far as getting it whittled down to, like, say, 10 songs? What was that process like?
Well, we got 13 songs on this record, but it's, honestly, like, I do a lot of stuff. I've been producing and working on a lot of other stuff in between time. I'm in thought that they're off rock band, but I've produced a lot of stuff. But this album in particular, I just, as I started making it, you know, we actually did it a certain way because inevitably the first thing is going to be me and my voice and a guitar, and that's it. And then slowly started producing, and we just started making each track. We added the necessity, the sounds that I felt were right for each song individually. It took kind of a long while, not going to lie. I spent probably, not straight, but, you know, 2.5 years on this record.
Right.
So, taking real slow.
Well, that's a good thing then. That way you've taken your time to listen, re-listen, take some time away from it, listen again, and know that the songs that are going to go on it are going to be strong, as strong as they can be.
Absolutely. You know, at this stage in my life and career, I just wanted to make sure that everything that I put out, I want to be proud of and have no disclaimers before I put it on or show it to anybody, you know what I'm saying? And really, you know, to make sure my kids are proud of my music, you know, they're teenagers, and, you know, Kaylin's is a young adult, and you know, she just signed to Warner Brothers, so she's doing her music thing too. So I just want to make sure my family's proud, and you know, that's kind of where I'm at when I write or record anything with Unwritten Law.
That's very cool, man. Talking to Scott Russo, singer of Unwritten Law, here at the Dangerous Darren Show. Scott, you guys have been doing the Unwritten Law band for a long time, since 94, 92 or something was when you released your first record. I mean, did you look back on the history of Unwritten Law and over 20-plus years and just think to yourself, where the hell did the time go?
Yeah, on the reg. I do. Yeah, we started in 1989, 1988, the first record was Boom, I believe it came out in 92. But yeah, we were doing it, you know, punk rock hasn't happened yet. And, you know, we were just having fun, and all of a sudden, you know, Big Day, Nirvana, a couple of things happened, and, you know, all of a sudden, 25 years later, you know, it was my life. You know, I'm involved in my life, so here I am, 25 years going, oh, dude, that was cool. Well, a lot of free cocktails.
So, I mean, what's the future like as far as international touring? You got some stuff going on in Japan, Europe, UK. You guys going to go overseas a lot?
Yeah, we do pretty well overseas, actually. We love going to Australia. We love Japan. As soon as this tour ends on April 16th, we have about 5 days off, then we head to the UK. So we're just going to be doing labs, you know, record stuff now, first.
Well, listen, I've always loved seeing you guys play live. We've done some shows together on Unwritten Law and Goldfinger. I think we went over to New Zealand and Australia with Sum 41 a while back. We've done a lot of festivals along the way. We've probably done some Warped Tour dates. Our histories have definitely collided, and with some Goldfinger shows coming up this summer, hopefully our paths will cross again, and we'll just get into trouble like we always do.
That'd be lovely. I love Goldfinger.
And when you're around and you got some time and you're in Los Angeles, let's definitely hit up a Kings game for fun.
Yeah, we'll go bring Mickey Avalon.
Yeah.
He's a Kings fanatic.
Oh, okay, great. The three of us will go get some tickets and we'll go bananas. It'll be great.
That sounds perfect. The
playoffs are coming up, so it'll be good.
Cool. All
right, Scott. Thanks for your time, brother. And we'll look forward for the new record, and we'll touch base later down the road.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. One love, homeboy. Thanks.
There you go, everybody. My chat with Scott Russo, singer of Unwritten Law, right here on the Dangerous Darren Show.
Absolutely.
I got some Scott Russo stories to tell.
I don't know if I could tell them all.
I can't tell any of them. I can't tell one. I can't tell any. They're just too obnoxious. They like to party.
They're a lot of fun.
I will say one story. We were playing New Zealand and Goldfinger, and we were opening for Sum 41, and they flew in And as soon as they got to the hotel, they were texting us and messaging us, where are you guys? We're like, we're on Queen Street, which is the main drag in Auckland.
Yeah.
And come on out, hang out. So they came to the bar, and they were already annihilated. I'm talking like annihilated. They're like, ooh, drinks on, we're getting shots. So we got like some shots and some beers, and then Scott and the other guys were getting so obnoxious. The owner of the bar came up to me and said, hey, you know, you got to get these guys out of here.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, fine, we'll leave. We go to the next bar, and it's like they take their obnoxious next up another level.
They
and they're
turned
like
it
breaking
up.
Things, chipping over chairs, and hitting on girls blatantly. Like, hey, we're in an unwritten lie. We want to fuck. And they're like, get away from me, creep. And like,
fancy a roux.
Another manager came up to me. And was like, you guys gotta leave. We're like, we'd pay a bill. We leave. Went to a third bar. Same thing. They're walking up to girls, and practically like, hey, we're in an unwritten lie. This is Goldie. That's all fuck. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a day off. You know, we're trying to get accumulated to the time. And again, our owner came up to me. And was like, you got to get these guys out of here.
Mike's a bit pissed. Time
so
to
the fourth bar we went to,
bugger
before
off.
We walked in, I blocked the door. And I'm like, guys, I do not want to get kicked out of this bar. They're like, what do you mean? I go, we've been kicked out. What do you mean? We've been kicked out of three bars. Oh, we're just having a good time. I'm like, I know, but let's just drink and get silly on our own. We don't have to incorporate other women. We don't have to break chairs, smash glass. We don't have to do any of that. Let's just have a good time. And then we did. We came in and they sort of calmed down a little bit, but it was still pretty rowdy.
It was probably the jet lag.
I guess. All the booze they drank on the plane. International flights you drink for free. So
oh, hell
those
yeah.
Guys took advantage of that and had a few sodas, so to speak. Yeah, Scott Russo, great musician, singer, songwriter, talented guy. Love him to death. And we're going to get to some new music from Unwritten Law later on in the show. The song is called Nevermind. But after the short break, me and TS will come back with a little music news, a little weed news, a little touchy-touchy, feely-feely maybe, TS? Huh?
I don't know. Maybe I'll need another beer for that.
Okay, we'll just do that. Okay, stick around, everybody.
Adobe Radio. Adobe Radio. Adobe Radio.
Welcome back to the Dangerous Darren Show. My name is Darren. Yeah.
Featuring TS.
Don't forget about TS over there with the nice hair, drinking the beer over here. Yeah.
Woo.
A little bit burger on a Tuesday
Cheers.
Afternoon. We shouldn't get drunk, TS. We got to skateboard soon.
I know. I got to be sharp.
We should just have this one Bitburger.
Just to loosen up.
Just loosen up a little bit, yeah.
Loosen up the old joints, old bones.
You can do whatever you want with your joints. Did you know, TS? This is a good one. This is a really good one. Did you know dolphins sleep with one eye open?
I did not know that.
When a dolphin goes into a deep sleep mode, only one half of their brain rests at a time, while the other half remains active, keeps an eye out for predators, and prevents them from drowning. Thanks to this adaptive behavior, they can stay alert and awake for 15 days at a time or more.
So half the brain shuts down, one eye shuts down, and you're in the middle of the ocean, so sleeping's probably kind of hard.
Well, they stay close to shore.
Okay.
But anyway, if you're in the ocean and you see a dolphin kind of just chilling, don't fuck with it.
We'll just leave him alone.
Leave him alone. he knows you're there. You might see him like, that dolphin is totally sleeping. Let's go fuck with it. Nah, bad idea.
He sleeps with one eye open, gripping his pillow tight.
Enter the ocean.
Oh, man.
Enter sad man. But yeah, dolphins are fucking badass creatures. And they're super smart.
They're smart.
You shouldn't fuck with them anyway. But
they're delicious as well.
Can you eat dolphin?
You
Isn't
can
it
eat,
illegal?
It's probably illegal. I'm just playing, man. I don't think I could eat
you're
a dolphin.
Falling.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to eat dolphin, but I'd try it.
I think
I'd
give
it a shot.
Eat anything
if I was
once.
In Thailand or something. You know,
some place where it's totally like
dolphin.
Like Japan, where they're like, oh, dolphin sashimi. You're like,
oh. There's got to be some place in the world that serves dolphin. I just don't want to be, I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Anyway, Darren, did you know?
Yeah, go ahead.
In 1923, jockey Frank Hayes won a race at Belmont Racetrack in New York, despite being dead. He suffered a heart attack mid-race, but his body stayed on the saddle until his horse crossed the finish line for a 20-1 outsider victory.
Is that true?
This is true.
A jockey won. It wasn't a Belmont Stakes.
It wasn't the Belmont Stakes. It was at Belmont.
A race.
Belmont Park in New York.
Just a regular
horse. Regular horse race.
And he won dead.
He won dead. He had a heart attack mid-race, crossed the finish line, stayed in the saddle, and his payout was 20 to 1. So if you had his horse, he would have made some dough that day in 1923.
I'm trying to think of a funny joke here. That's a pretty good one. I have to say, I would say we're tied because the Dolphin story was pretty good. But the dead jockey winning a race at 20 to 1, and what was it, 23?
1923.
That's pretty good.
I put a nickel on him.
I put a nickel on. I won a dollar.
Won a dollar.
Yeah.
It's steaks tonight, boys. Great steak.
Wow, that's a pretty good one, T.S. I got to hand it to you. You might have the slight edge on that one. A slight edge. I thought the Dolphin story was a home run, but the dead jockey winning at Belmont in 1923. That's pretty fucking good. I'll give you the slight edge. Congratulations, T.S. That's two weeks in a row. You have bested me.
Thank you.
Did you know? Some music news. Check this out.
Lots going on in the world of music. News, news, news from the world of music. Music, 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 music. Music news in your motherfucking face. Yeah.
The music news theme, written and recorded by Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley making donuts.
They found that recording in a safe in his house that no one knew existed. They were cleaning his house, and they opened up like a picture, and there's a safe, and they cracked it.
Was it in the jungle room? In Graceland?
It might have been in the jungle room. I don't remember.
Hidden under a coconut.
But they found it, and they're like, music news, and they sent it to me, and I took it.
Amazing.
I'm not selling it. I could sell it for tons of money, but I won't. I'm going to keep it.
Just keep it for the residuals.
I sang over it because Elvis's vocals were poor.
He was
what's going on in the world of music. Yeah, thank you very much. World of music, 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 music. Yeah, Anthony Kiedis is sick, T.S. Big news in the world of alternative music.
They missed some shows.
They were supposed to play the Weenie Roast this last weekend in Los Angeles. Big show. Blink showed up unexpectedly and played a set.
I saw
and,
that.
And a lot of other bands were there. But the Peppers was such a headline unofficially, and they had to cancel because Anthony Kiedis has a stomach problem, a stomach issue, they're saying.
Yeah, he's thought sick. It was intestinal flu.
Could be that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something he ingested.
Something bad. Who knows? Maybe he got the bad clam at the Weenie Roaster.
Maybe he shouldn't be sucking people's kisses. Maybe he gave it away, gave it away, gave it away.
Oh, man.
So how long is it going to be out? How long is it going to be out? I don't know. But and Morrissey news, did you hear about this? Morrissey has said that he was pissed off at the record label for the Smiths. I think it was Warner Brothers, that they wouldn't re-release The Queen is Dead after a 30-year anniversary. So he went online and urged Smiths fans to purchase The Queen is Dead to put it up back on the charts to force Warner's hand.
Did it work?
I don't know. I haven't seen the charts lately, but that's kind of a weird thing for an artist like Morrissey to do. Buy my record. I don't have enough money.
It is a weird thing.
Kind of.
I think I'd like to get it on vinyl, so I might oblige him.
I have it on vinyl.
You do?
I do.
Well, buy another copy.
Just because Morrissey
said
so.
Morrissey has so many rabid fans that they're probably actually out there. Like, there's probably, you can't even find a copy in LA of The Queen is Dead anywhere.
Well, also digitally. Like, if you go on and buy it on iTunes, or if you buy a vinyl, or you buy a CD, it's still a sale, right? So, Warner's probably stoked. They're probably like, wow, they're just going to put more money in our coffers, and we'd have to spend a cent
for a reissue.
And if they do a reissue, which they probably will, for a 30th anniversary of The Queen is Dead, great record. That's even more money. More money, more money, more money. All because Morrissey is kind of whining a little bit.
I have the tape. I have it on tape. The cassette.
Of Queen is Dead?
Yes.
I have the vinyl. We should crank it.
Well, yeah, well.
And cry. And just cry in each other's arms. Another one last thing for me. New music from the UK's The Stone Roses was released about a week ago, and it's the first time they've released new music in 2 decades. No one ever thought this band would ever be in the same room together, let alone the same studio together, and they released a song called All for One. I heard it, and I'm a big Stone Roses fan, and I like it.
I love Ian Brown. I love his solo records. Amazing.
They're on my list of bands I need to see.
I haven't seen the Stone Roses
either.
I've
never seen the Stone Roses, and I have to see them. You got any music news today?
I do.
Dun, 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 dun.
Nico Santora left Suicidal Tendencies last week.
What did he play?
He was a guitar player.
Gee, I wonder why.
I have no idea. Anyway, moving right along.
Okay. So if you're a guitar player, you can try out for Suicidal.
Yeah. I think they actually had tryouts.
Do you know who's not playing drums for them? Dave Lombardo.
Really?
Slayer. Ex-Slayer drummer.
That's pretty sick.
And my friend Rod Diaz is the bass player right now. He's a wicked good bass
my
player.
My buddy AWOL used to play for them.
They've had a rotating cast of musicians. Lot,
yeah, yeah.
I wonder if it's an issue with Mike, but... We won't speculate.
You can't speculate on that. Anyway, another band that's had some issues, the Misfits, are reuniting, and they have a new EP coming out. They're playing Riot Fest as well.
Yeah, there's two shows, isn't there? There's Riot Fest and then like another show. I talked to Jerry recently, actually, over the weekend.
Called him.
He answered the phone, and we talked. I'm trying to get the merch deal. And he says, dude, I'd love to, but I'm pretty tied in with the company I got now, but, you know, thanks for asking. And I said, how's it going with Glenn and stuff? He's like, you know what? Right now, we have two shows, and there's going to be a lot more coming down the pipe for sure, but let's just see if we can get through these two shows.
Yes.
So it's Jerry, Glenn, and Doyle.
Yes. So.
And no original drummer.
Well, how many original drummers did they have?
I don't know, five. It doesn't matter.
Five original drummers.
As long as Jerry, Doyle, and Glenn are there, it'll be fine. That's good. That's huge news, by the way.
It is.
I think Hell is officially frozen over.
Hell's frozen over, and Danzig's come back to play with the Misfits. Mm. Your buddies in Good Charlotte have a new single coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Metzingers. Did we play them?
Yeah,
Metzingers.
We did.
Finished their new record off this week.
We should get it.
We should get it.
They're on
and
Epitaph,
play
right?
Another. I think so. And what else happened? The Old Firm Casuals released a video. Butcher's Banquet, and they're releasing a 12-inch EP.
Very cool. Oh, awesome. And to cap off music news, Darren Pfeiffer and the guys in Punk Rock Karaoke are playing the Regent Theater downtown Los Angeles on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, which is tomorrow, for a Bernie Sanders event.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're going to be singing punk rock songs for Bernie.
Is Bernie going to be there?
There's rumors he might be there, but... Every single Bernie event is always like, there's rumors he might be there.
Maybe there's
probably not.
A Bernie impersonator.
If I do it, guess I would say no, that Bernie will not be there. But Punk Rock Karaoke will be there.
Is it a fundraiser?
It is, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
We're still making money, though.
Yeah, well, everybody.
I'm not playing music without money in my pocket.
Everybody's making dollars.
Making that money. Let's get to some weed news. Check it out.
Check it out. Weed news.
There you go, folks. The weed news theme. It was written and recorded by Roy Orbison.
The original Rockabilly.
Yeah, he was badass.
One of the original Rockabillys.
And Arthur Fonzarelli got his tattoo on his ass, remember, in Waterboy? I'm excited for Weed News TS because you don't ever share your weed news with me before we get on air, and I'm excited because every time you drop some knowledge, it's usually big news.
We're this is a big one. We've got some big players in our corner these days.
Like who?
Today's hashtag Weed News comes from the NFL.
Mm. They like to smoke.
Yeah, they do. Eugene Monroe, 7-year vet, veteran of the NFL, offensive tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars and Baltimore Ravens, has come forward to call upon the NFL to stop testing for marijuana so he and other players can use medical marijuana to treat chronic pain, avoid addictive opiates that team doctors regularly prescribe. Over the course of his career, he's suffered several shoulder injuries, ankle sprains, concussions, and the usual wear and tear of the game. So other retired players like Kyle Turley, who we talked about him
mm-hmm.
earlier, and yep. Ricky Williams have also promoted the benefits of medical marijuana. But Monroe is the first active NFL player to openly urge the league to stop testing for the drug. He's kind of going out on a limb, possibly risking the wrath of NFL owners and the commissioner, but he's not afraid to come out and speak his mind.
Wow.
Monroe has donated $80,000 to the Realm of Caring in Colorado, an advocacy group. That's working with John Hopkins University School of Medicine to study the impact of medical marijuana on traumatic brain injuries linked to the repeated hits to the head.
Wow. So in the NFL, there's knights in shining armor that are going to bat for the cause.
They are.
Not just because they want to get high, but because the medicinal portion of the drug or the product, whatever, helps these players with injuries, with the brain injuries, with their anxiety. A lot of these guys, you know, like Junior Seau killed himself because he was so fucking depressed.
Yeah.
If this can help, the NFL should seriously look at it. But then that guy, I'm sure guys are going to take advantage of it, right? They're going to be like, oh, they don't test for weed. Let's just smoke up in the dressing rooms now.
Yeah. Well, there's probably going to be rules. You know, if the NFL actually changed its position regarding medical marijuana, that change would still have to be negotiated by the NFL Players Association. And right now, currently, players, they test during spring training. And if they test negative during spring camps, then they aren't tested the rest of the season. But if they test positive during the camps, they're referred to league substance abuse programs and for their first offense, and then it escalates with each violation.
Subsequent.
Yeah, that's what I was.
You know what, man? You could drink a whole lot of coffee, and that's going to change your body chemistry. You can smoke a bunch of cigarettes, and it'll make you feel weird. You can drink alcohol before a game. I'm sure some guys do. And feel a little weird. Yet they go out there and perform at a high level. I mean, if you want to smoke a little bit of a bud and get a little bit of a buzz going on, that's only going to hinder you, if anything.
Yeah, I don't know. You
is
might
that
get
a performance enhancer.
You might have smoked and you're about to get that kickoff and suddenly there's 20 ginormous dudes running at you. You might get a little fear. So you're probably not going to smoke before the game.
But some people
but
focus.
After.
Some people, when they're high, they are super
focused.
I'm totally
in the zone.
So we'll see what happens there.
The NFL has actually raised the threshold of the positive test from 15 nanograms per milliliter to 35. To 35 nanograms per milliliter. So from 15 nanograms per milliliter to 35. So you can, if there's a little in your system, they're not going to say it's positive, even if it's there, but still it's.
This is going to piss off Josh Gordon because he's gotten into a lot of trouble about this, a receiver from the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to be like, what the fuck?
He sat out for an entire season.
Yep.
So Monroe is trying to bring some awareness to the issue. He's been funding research, but it's not without any little blowback already.
Yeah, but he's got some, it seems like he has some dough.
He
so
does.
He'll be taken a little more seriously than the average weed advocate, or marijuana advocate, whatever.
But there's already a little, he's getting a little grief from Coach John Harbaugh, disagrees with anything medical marijuana. He says, I promise you, Monroe doesn't speak for the organization. But Monroe's not afraid of any possible repercussions. And in his words, my health is more important than any career implications. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Wow. Big news from the NFL.
NFL.
That's hard-hitting news to us.
Smash-mouth news.
Let's get to some brand new music from Unwritten Law. It is called Nevermind. It's off the new record that came out on Cybertrax Records, which is Hefe from NOFX's record label. The song is called Nevermind. The record is called Acoustic. Brand new stuff from Unwritten Law on The Dangerous Darren Show.
Get what I want when I want to. Never do what I need when I need to. Never situation. I want it now, but I'm patiently waiting. I want to taste it. I want to make it, give it to me. I'm going to take it now. I never get what I want when I want to.
Music from Unwritten Law. The song is called Nevermind, and it's off the release they just released maybe about a month ago on Cybertracks Records. It is called Acoustic. That's the name of the EP, and I strongly recommend you add it to your Unwritten Law collection.
Pick it up.
Pick it up. No, it's not ska. Pick it up. That's ska. They're not ska. They think ska sucks.
How many ska bands have they toured with, though?
Well, there's us and Unwritten Law. Less than Jake, the Real Big Fish rock band. A few.
Half the bands on the Vans Warped Tour.
Biebs and their money makers, probably. We're going to come around on the other side with some other silliness. Don't go anywhere, folks.
This is my station and you cannot take it away. I don't be radio. Adobe Radio.
You are listening to the Dangerous Darren Show. Do not adjust your dial. Do not adjust anything. Stay put. And everything will be calm. Keep cool, keep relaxed, and keep tuning in to the Dangerous Darren Show. You are being hypnotized by the sound of my voice. Touch yourself. Doesn't that feel nice? Yeah, TS?
Yeah, I reached down.
I'm touching you right now.
Oh, it's really uncomfortable.
All right, I'll stop. Hit us up on Twitter, folks, at the Dangerous Darren Show. It's on Twitter. At Dangerous D underscore show. TS is at Burn, H Wood Burn. I'm at Darren99. Again, I'd like to spend a big shout out to our friends at Roland underscore US for the use of the V drums and blue microphones. Thank you very, very much for the love. And TS, lots going on right now in the world of sports. My Toronto Raptors had a big win on Sunday.
Coming up.
They beat Miami. It was a bit of a nail biter through 3.5, but then they pulled forward and won in dramatic fashion, putting Dwayne Wade to bed and advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals against LeBron James. Now, it might not have been the sexiest matchup because everyone wanted to see LeBron, Miami, and Dwayne Wade take on, you know, his ex-teammate LeBron James and the Cavaliers, but hey, fuck it.
They should have played harder. Miami should have played a little harder.
They should have. But good luck to the Raptors, and congratulations to the city of Toronto. They definitely deserve it. In other Toronto news, did you see that big fight in Texas?
Yes, I did.
Between Odor, whatever his name is.
Odor.
And Batista.
Batista, Joey Bats.
Joey Bats, 19.
Clocked.
He got clowned.
He got just... He got.
What do you think? Do you think he slid into that base a little too aggressively?
These teams have some history that the base slide, he kind of went a little high, but that's baseball. You know, you want to try to break up the double play. The teams do have a sordid history, so he got beamed. Who gave that word? Who gave the word to beam Jose Bautista?
Too, and hit him in the hip and elbow, and then it hit him in the hip. So he took some abuse there. But Joey Bass is a big guy, and Odor or whatever his name is going to be sitting on his ass for a little while. I'm sure Major League Baseball is going to take a look at this and be like, oh no,
you can't just clock people on the field. You're supposed to be. There's sportsmanship and. Man, what kind of message are you sending to the kids?
Yeah, pushing and shoving is one thing. You know, if you want to, like, shove a guy or push a guy or intimidate a guy or get in his face and call his mom a whore and say you fucked his sister. You know, that's one thing, trash talk. It's another to full-on throw a right cross into Batista's jaw. If you haven't seen the video, check it out. It's pretty hilarious.
Slow motion.
Actually. He got clowned. But to Batista's credit, he took it. He came back. Didn't throw a punch, even though he kind of cocked a little bit like he was going to.
Cocked back.
But he didn't throw the punch. Odor did, and he's going to be hearing from the Major League Baseball offices, I'm sure.
I don't know when the suspension will be handed down, but shortly.
And apparently, I haven't looked at the schedule, but I heard on news reports that Texas and Toronto don't see each other again for the rest of the season. I'm not sure how true that is, but it'd be great if they did. The ratings would be through the roof.
They may have to sort it out during the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll probably meet each other in the playoffs again. And, the Ontario Reign hockey team in their quest for their Calder Cup, they beat the stupid Gulls of San Diego 4-1 the other night and advanced to the Western Conference Finals in the Calder Cup. So I'm on the Reign train, TS, as it's called, man, on the Reign train. Interweb.
You are such a hockey junkie that you now that the Kings are out, you've moved on to the Ontario Reign. What if the Ontario Reign were out of their playoff series? Is there like another league below that's local?
No.
Is there like a C league, a D league?
No, that's it.
That's it.
It's pretty much it for Southern California hockey.
They're going to go start watching.
And these are Kings. These, like, some of these guys played on the Kings this season, you know? And it's like Paul Bissonnette and Mesh and some other guys are going to be called up next season, and they're going to be playing on the big squad. So these are like future Kings, and I want to see them. Budai is a goalie. He played a couple games with the Kings this season. He was a great goaltender in Colorado. So I think that they got a pretty good shot to win the Cup, Calder Cup. And we'll be at the game. Tickets are cheap, man. They're like $10 or something, $15. They're really cheap. You just got to drive to Ontario, California, which
that's a bummer.
Got to drive through Methland.
The Inland Empire, as it's called.
What else is going on? What's your week look like besides recovering from your bumps and bruises later today after we skateboard with Tony motherfucker?
Yeah! After we skate, it's back to the grind, man.
What do we do after we skate with Tony? Are we going to go to the Padres game? We could go to the Padres game.
Oh, that's right. Let's look at some Padres tickets. I've never been to that stadium. I feel like I need to go.
Let's play it by ear.
All right.
If we're super sore and shitty, we'll go back to Southern California, or to LA. But if not, maybe we'll go the extra distance to the SD and see a game.
That might be cool.
I mean, I wish you were playing somebody I liked.
Who are the Padres playing this week?
They're playing San Francisco. They're hosting the Giants.
Oh, that's right.
So that'll be a good game. And we could actually root for San Diego.
I'm still going to wear my L.A. hat, and the people give me a bunch of shit like, Dodgers aren't playing today. I'm like, F you.
Yeah, that's what we'll say. We'll say F you, and then we'll punch him like Odor.
See, it's already perpetuating itself.
Yeah, baseball is violence. Baseball is violence! Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. What's going on in Dodgerland? Dodgerland, geez, Ryu had a conditioning start the other day. Did you hear about that?
He did. He's making his comeback.
I like him.
Kershaw pitches another complete game shutout last week.
Against the Mets. The Dodgers handled St. Louis pretty well.
We went to a Dodger game last week. Me and you.
Let's go to another one.
I'm down. Always.
Well, we go today, but we're skating with Tony Hawk. It's the freeway series. The Angels are in town today.
That's always crazy around the stadium.
And I wish we were in Los Angeles and could go to that, but instead we'll go see the Padres and the Giants. And the rest of your week looks like what, TS?
I'm
besides
back,
recovering from your bumps and bruises.
Back at the back at the old cracker factory.
Yeah? Making the crackers?
Making the crackers. Head salter. They made me head salter.
You're moving up. Moving up in the world. I would like to thank Scott Russo. He is the singer from Unwritten Law, great punk band, and they have a new record out right now. Like I said, it's called Acoustic. It's on Cybertrax Records. Like I said, that's Al Jefe's record label, so he's attributing to the punk rock cause. And that song you heard was Nevermind. Go out and pick it up. Thanks again to our friends at Blue Microphones and our good buddies over at Roland_US for the use of the V drums. Next week, TS, we have Cabby on. You don't know who he is. Cabby is this sports journalist for TSN. It's like basically SportsCenter for Canada, TSN. Yeah. It's called TSN. And Cabby does these off-the-cuff weird interviews with like big stars like Gretzky and Kobe Bryant, and he's wacky. He doesn't do regular interviews. He talks about cool shit. He's just a funny, funny, funny cat. And I worked with him a little bit when I worked at The Score. Then I worked with him when I worked with him at TSN Radio. And we're gonna have him on a show telling stories about how he does his interviews, and he's just a funny cat. You'll like him.
Awesome.
And music. We have no music lined up for next week, TS. What do you got? Do you got anything going on?
I think I'm going to get some Victory Bands coming up.
Ah.
Something heavy. I mean, I think I need something heavy in my life right now.
Yeah, let's... who do we know over at Victory? You got a buddy over there, right?
Yeah, we're going to... We'll get some new music by Victory. There's something's coming out, and everybody's getting ready for their spring and summer tour, so...
We should dip into the Epitaph well sooner than later and get some stuff from them.
Yes.
And we should also dip into the Side One Dummy well and see about getting some stuff from them as well.
I think it's release time. It's summer release time.
Yeah, it's so new music. The girls are wearing bikinis. The sun is coming out, and we're going to play some new punk rock.
Yeah, hell
yeah. We played Unwritten Law today, and we're going to play some stuff from Epitaph, from Victory. Yeah, we'll give Tony a call.
Yeah, for
sure. Tony Bramell. We'll give him a call and be like, dude, what do you got?
Come on. Throw me a bone.
He threw us some music.
Did we play it all? We didn't play it all. We've got a lot. We've got a lot more to go.
Okay, let's just dip into the Victory well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's something.
TS, Bitburger, I have some left. How are you doing?
I'm a little. I'm ready.
Cheers.
Cheers to you. Tony.
You know me and Tony are really tight, right?
Mr. Hawk. Can I call you Mr. Hawk?
I just call him TH. T to the dot, H dot.
The Birdman.
The Birdman. Cheers, everybody, for tuning in to the Dangerous Darren Show. One more Bitburger swig.
Yeah.
That's nice. Thanks to our good friends over at Adobe Radio. Hit them up, adobe.com. And again, our Twitter is @dangerous_show. And it's also the handle for our Instagram, @dangerousd_show. TS says, burn, H-Wood, burn. I'm Darren99. And we'll see you all next week if we're alive. We might tie TS, seriously.
I'm going to try the spiral loop.
Are you?
Have you seen it?
I'm going to try the 910. I'm going to watch Tony do one and then get some pointers from him. I go, dude, what do you do there? What's going on? I'm gonna best him by 10 degrees.
Just over rotate, but somehow land it?
Yeah, I'll go down in the annals of skateboarding as the only guy to land the 910 and then pass away. See you, TS.
See you.
Love you. Bye.